But first up today, singer-songwriter Roseanne Cash is back, and she joins us this morning. She appears at the Folly Theater Saturday night as part of Bill Shapiro's Cypress Avenue Live series, and she can come on this program anytime. Roseanne, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Good. How are you?
So good to have you back here again.
Thank you.
Well, there is, you may have noticed, an amazing symmetry to your career. Every 3 years, with just a couple of exceptions over the past 30 years, you bring out a new album. And your last disc, The List, came out in 2009, which means you are due. So what's happening on that front, Roseanne?
I like it that this is the first question, by the way. I'm working on it. I am a little overdue, actually. We're about three-quarters of the way finished writing and about half finished recording. So I'm hoping to deliver it in January for a spring release. That's my plan, and I'm sticking to it.
What's taking you so long this time?
Yeah, good question.
Is there an answer or maybe not?
I guess there's not. I mean, I toured for quite a while for The List, and, you know, I was doing some other stuff. I'm raising a 13-year-old child and, you know, life.
It does it. It does it every time, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, The List, a lot of folks will remember, featured 12 songs from a list of 100 given to Roseanne by her father, obviously the country music legend Johnny Cash. You've hinted that there might be a List 2. What about that, Roseanne?
That's not the next record.
That's not the next record.
No, I would like to do that in the future. You know, there's a lot of great songs still to be covered and dealt with, but I just couldn't do it next. You know, I felt like I had to kind of restake my claim as a songwriter next. And John and I, my husband, John
yeah.
Leventhal, who's going to be with me at the Folly,
right.
by the way,
right.
We're writing this as a collaborative project, and they're all songs about the South, the kind of mythic South, the South of your dreams, but with real people I knew and real stories. So we're going to do a couple of those new songs at the Folly this weekend.
Well, that sounds great. And again, she performs at 8 on Saturday night at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. For tickets, FollyTheater.com. Well, let's remind people just how terrific Roseanne Cash is. This is from The List. This song is Sea of Heartbreak. Roseanne, here's a bit of irony for you. You're singing on that track with Bruce Springsteen, who
yeah.
just happens to be your competition on Saturday night because he's playing at the Sprint Center.
I just heard about this. This is killing me.
Well, it's going to kill a lot of people, I think, here in town. Well, tell me about something about Bruce Springsteen that I didn't know before.
He's a great country harmony singer.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knew about this? When we got the tracks back, you know, we did this by files kind of across the Hudson River. And I was floored how great and how meticulous of a harmony singer he is. And to put that Roy Orbison thing in his voice, you know, oh
yeah.
my God, I was swooning.
So you didn't sing that side by side with him?
No, that, you know, that
that's the old days.
Often anymore
yeah.
in the modern world of technology.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, I mean, he and I have known each other for a long time, and he's just the most gracious person alive. But I'm going to miss him. If I was in Kansas City and not working myself, I'd go see him.
Well, you could get together for drinks with him after the concert and maybe invite me along, too.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
That would be fun, yeah. Well, you write in your memoir, Composed, it just came out a couple of years ago, you write that someone once told me to perform to the 6% of the audience who are poets. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there's some nights when you see the front row, they're on their Blackberries, and people are yawning, and they're not paying attention, and, you know, you feel like, why am I doing this? But you remind yourself that at least 6% are there, and they're with you, and they're connected, and they're paying attention. It was a tool to get through a tough night, you know, but also to realize that, you know, there's a percentage of the audience who want to have their hearts open and who are looking for poetry in this world that is sometimes very brutal.
You know, you also had just really a terrific line in your memoir. You wrote this, Roseanne: I dream of songs. I dream they fall down through the centuries from my distant ancestors and come to me. I dream of lullabies and sea shanties and keening cries and rhythms and stories and backbeats. I dream of the summer of love and the British invasion and the cries of Appalachia and the sound and soul of the Mississippi Delta. Maybe that's the difference between an artist like you and the rest of us then.
Oh, my goodness.
What a beautiful line.
The fact that you picked that out to read it says something about you.
Yeah. Well, what a lovely set of lines there. Is it true? I mean, you still dream of songs?
Of course. And sometimes the songs I dream are the best songs I've ever written. And then I wake up and they're gone, you know, like a mist. And sometimes the old music, you know, Celtic music or Appalachian music, I can feel it, you know, like this is where my ancestry lies.
Yeah. You also said in here that you had no illusions about the life of a singer. You long ago lost your sense of any glamour attached to it. Mm. So given that, why ultimately did you follow in your father's footsteps?
Well, you know, Martha Graham, the great dancer, had this great line. A young dancer came up to her and said, should I be a dancer? And she said, if you have to ask, the answer is no. Mm. So it was something that it was just the most compelling thing to me to be a songwriter and then to grow into being a performer. I think I was a songwriter first, performer second.
Also in this book, at one point you compare your voice to Emmy Lou's and Tammy Wynette's and Grace Slick's and Joni Mitchell's. How does your voice compare in your mind, and when did you stop making the comparisons?
Well, it compares better than it used to. When I was young and making those comparisons, I always lost. But now, you know, I don't make the comparisons anymore. Really, I don't. I just think, this is me. This is who I have to live with. I better do the best with it I can.
So give us a little better sense what you're going to be doing on Saturday night here in town.
Well, I'm with John, and we really, really love doing this duo show. You know, I mean, John sounds like a band all in himself, and it's very intimate, and it's a lot of fun for us. It can be kind of spontaneous in some ways. We have a set list that I tend to veer off of, depending on, you know, who the audience is and what they want. And we'll be doing songs from the list, definitely, but also the rest of my catalog and a couple of new songs.
Well, that sounds great. Again, Roseanne Cash performs at 8 Saturday night at the Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. Tickets, follytheater.com. And, Roseanne, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Come back again and visit with us, okay?
My pleasure, and I'm looking forward to the barbecue.
It'll be here waiting for you.
Thank you.
All the best, Roseanne.
Well, if you're traveling in the North Country Fair, the wind's here heavy on the borderline,
Roseanne Cash from her album The List, that's Girl from the North Country. She'll be performing this Saturday evening in Kansas City.